any signals for me on ARA?
Yes, I called you, and when you got back to me in Speaker's office, I guess that's where it was.
Yeah.
I got off on something else, I think you did, and maybe we didn't do it. I called you for that purpose. I specifically talked to, and then we got off on another subject.
No, you did. You called me, and I was up there, and you were having a meeting with these people.
We have $222 million in the budget for ARA. Rames is of the opinion that we ought to, that we could reduce the authorization that was defeated, 204 to 202, that's pending, by enough, say, $250 million. It's now $300 and some odd. It was $400 in the Senate.
Yeah.
Down to $250 with a kind of an understanding to Thomas that he would cut the appropriation amount to the budget amount, which would be 222. He'd have no use of authorizing any more than you're going to use, but he'd appropriate 222. Then they would authorize 250 to be used 2-to-1, 2 for APW and 1 for ARA.
Right.
And on the ratio of 2-to-1, which would be about 73 million for ARA and 146 million for APW. They think that they could do that and get enough votes to clearly put it over. So we told them, number one, go see if Thomas will give you the appropriation of that amount.
Right.
Number two, see if you can get any APW enthusiasts, people who've got things pending that would change you from being against ARA to supporting it if you did it.
Yep.
And let me know if your theory, that 2-to-1 ratio, will help you bill and you can pass it.
Right.
And you can get the appropriation. And if that's true, then let me know, and I will check with the appropriate authorities from Larry O'Brien down to all the people that handle it in the various agencies. Then we'll get back to you and tell you whether we'll do it or not. But we'll consider it on your recommendation. And you put your house in order, then let us know.
Very good. Okay.
Now, that's about it. I see that they got me across the barrel, Mansfield and Humphrey did, that this administration moved.
That's the first damn meeting, to my recollection, in 4 years here that I've been involved in that wound up in the newspapers. Ribbicoff is like our good friend Hubert. Jesus, he just can't keep his mouth shut. He was so damn anxious to have it, the Ribbicoff bill. When we left that meeting yesterday, the last thing I said to him was, now, you understand that the administration's bill is the King Anderson bill. I appreciate hearing your views here this morning. I will report them down. I sent you a memo.
I read it.
On it.
I read it.
And, Christ, I got a call last night saying, is the administration supporting the Ribbicoff bill? And I said, hell, of course I lied and got caught good because the person calling me obviously knew there had been a meeting. I said, hell, I don't know anything particularly about the Ribbicoff bill. I know that there's some interest up there and something of that nature, but the administration, the White House, has been for the King Anderson bill and still is. We want the broadest Medicare bill we can get, any way we can get it, and it is interesting to note that there's interest in the field of Medicare up there. Well, Christ, anyone reading that story this morning could see it right out of Abe's mouth. In fact, he caught Clint Anderson a little bit. I noticed Clint Anderson at least had an opportunity to defend himself a little, and his office said, well, this didn't mean that he was not supporting the King Anderson bill. But, you know, Abe is all right, but Jesus, he should. And at that meeting, he did, I will have to say, as I think my memo indicated, that Anderson was downright enthusiastic about the Ribbicoff proposal. I wondered for a while if Ribbicoff was going to invite him to join him, but he finally did, and then Mansfield and Humphrey spoke up and said,